that you have to sit in a cave and figure out for yourself, that it's something that we can all apply and live with every day in our lives. I really thought that I was through with writing for a while, and had decided to do some other things in my life, to go into disguise almost, to disappear. And I had taken up this practice of meditation now 5 or 6 years. And what happens when you get on this path is that you think that you're sort of in charge of your life, you know? And you think that you're doing it. I remember reading Carl Jung's great line, and he said that at the same moment you are the protagonist in your own life and you're making choices. There's also a paradox. He said that at that very same moment you are also the spear carrier or the extra in a much larger drama. And he said he put it this way, which is really the ultimate paradox, you are doomed to make choices. So there's really sort of a self-canceling statement in there. If you're making choices, then how could all the choices be made? And I talked to Ram Dass about this, and he said it's the reason for the smirk on the face of the Buddha. You know, if you can get that paradox figured out, that you